Doug, what was your initial reaction when this went through and you found out that Jerry Macklin was going to be a Kansas City Chief? What were your thoughts?
I was excited. I really was. I know the type of guy he is, and he's just as good off the field as he is on the field, and you won't find a finer person anywhere. And he's all about the team, and you're going to see that with him the more we're around him, the more you're around him. And I was just excited. I was excited that we get to be, you know, reunited, so to speak, with him and bring him to Kansas City. And again, he brings that professionalism that Kansas City is looking for and that we're looking for on this football team.
What does he bring to the Chiefs offense?
Well, you know, he brings experience, number one. You know, obviously, his familiarity with our terminology and our offense that we ran a couple years ago with him in Philadelphia.
Visualize off and inside cover four.
You know, and he brings a level of explosiveness that we need on offense right now. And again, that veteran leadership where he can help mentor some of these young guys is going to be invaluable to guys like Albert Wilson, Frankie Hammond, Junior, Hemingway, and you know, guys like that can look to Jeremy. And again, a guy that we're going to lean heavily on throughout the next couple of years.
Seems like it's not normal that you bring in a free agent that's been in the league for 6 years that's so familiar with the system that he can step in right away and help some of those younger guys. What could he bring to those guys and with your experiences from him?
Well, I think number one is his work ethic, you know, the way he practices during the week and the way he prepares himself and studies his opponent and studies corners and safeties and nickel defenders, you know, to get ready for Sunday. That's a big part of just running routes. And then, you know, his ability to run routes, he has a natural gift to run the types of routes that we do run, you know, here in Kansas City. And that'll be valuable for the young guys to see how that's done.
You have experience with him. You spent 4 years with him in Philadelphia. What were your first impressions of him?
I just remember his speed, his explosiveness, his willingness to learn. You know, those three things right there sort of separated him from the rest of the group at the time. You know, he fully took advantage of his opportunities and made the most of those. And obviously, too, he had a great compliment in DeSean Jackson on the other side of the football, which helps. And Jeremy was the type of, had just this, he had the same amount of speed and the same quickness that DeSean has. It was more of that guy that said, hey, I'm going to, he just embraced his role. And he kind of knew, I think, DeSean was the go-to guy at the time. But yet Jeremy continued to work and work hard. And those are the same things that set him aside or set him apart from the other receivers and have put him in a good position today.
The relationship that he's going to develop with Alex Smith, from your experience with both of them, what's it going to take for them to get on the same page quickly and make that impact right away, which I know you guys are looking for?
Well, you're talking two veteran guys. You're also talking about a receiver that's familiar with our terminology. He's going to know how to run most of our routes. We have changed some things since he was with us a couple years ago. And it's just important now that when Alex and the guys get in here, you know, next month that they begin right away, you know, developing that rapport and that camaraderie and that connection. It's going to be important, but it'll be one that I think as we build towards training camp, they'll have a nice little timing going into camp and going into the season.